down south, Gundas, creating trouble, all this.
Oh.
Well, oh, I'm afraid down south. It is a good one.
Hadn't that's what you hadn't and make it sample.
Well, in the old, that's the citizen, tell you about this person, tell you. Oh, why should we turn neglect time on Russia? China has good relationship now with America. America gentlemen going to do some business, I think they will be not good with it. We're not going to preach any Krishna conference. We're going to do some business about books.
China taking the books and incense. It's a spiritual sky, sales representative or looking into the possibilities of manufacturing incense in China.
And we have got now documents. Our books are important. Therefore, we want to introduce like this.
Our books are important?
Yes. Yeah. Because we have
important. Important.
Important. Okay. Yeah. I'll be
important.
We could tell them we want to import incense from China to America. They will like that.
Oh, yes. We're going for export and import. We want to import. Oops. Import incense. On this street. Exchange.
That is how the Westerners originally entered China.
Yes. And similarly, we have got already some inquiry from booksellers from Russia.
Yes.
On that street, we also sell to our manager. Do something there. We have got a lot of books approved by Larned Patrol. In good chance. The Bikumar report that he went to the Formosa. You went there.
Yes.
The report was the men there, very nice.
Yes, they were.
See, it is my propaganda that the Russians are bad, Chinese are bad. No. No, the people are bad. It's simply the leaders are bad. The men there all the same, everywhere. Human nature.
Robert, after your meeting this morning with Gopal Krishna, he brought up this point that maybe it would be necessary to edit the books. Because maybe it might be necessary to edit the books because in these countries when they start reading about God and how we say this government is wrathful, this and that, that you think it is necessary?
It is necessary when there is a criticism.
Later on, but at the present moment they have shown interest in our books.
That is incorrect.
Very good, sir.
Right.
I met you in Mexico?
No.
Last 2 years ago in India.
And it's more than just points. His father is the president of the biggest liquor company in the world. And he has his offices, I think, in China also. He goes to China.
He has been the trade person in Mexico.
Yeah. You're going to say
that's big.
Guys.
No, that's heavy. We come to town. In this section. Among the hats, to speak among the hats, your dress like gentlemen. That's not the thing. Huh? That doesn't matter. Both of you. We got a gentleman, I was a gentleman. If you have a fuck, you have to do an Ashikar in us. Everyone. Take it to the full. To sell stock on the philosophy of distribution of equal wealth.
Isha Vashi.
Don't talk, then you tell me. You talk on reasonable grounds that you are in favor of giving everyone the same facility. So what do you mean by everyone? Why you are selecting only your countrymen? Well, everyone means everything. So what is the answer?
Yeah, we agree to spread communism all over the world, and we'll give everyone equal rights.
That's all right. So, equal rights, why not to get in?
Well, they're not as important. They'll argue. They'll say that they're not as important. They're not so intelligent. They're just animals.
Animals, like that. Because we have a dick. There are any men like animals. So why are you giving cartoons to them?
Because they can be elevated to the point of being demigods.
I'm sorry, you went there. You went there. You went there. Well, you're waiting there only on this platform of eating, sleeping. I think that is there in the animal. So you have to stop this philosophy. Our philosophy is the expanded, not only human beings, but animals. All philosophies, if there is one leader in the room, I should see that he is not studying, he is not good. Not only human beings, but animals, even the skins and insects, we supply little sugar in the holes of the ant. That is our philosophy. We take any living being, easy, but at the same propensity for eating, sleeping. So your economic power is supply sufficient eating, sleeping. So why not this? And you have to fix a backlog that our philosophy is so perfect that we do not neglect even an act. Like this philosophy. Why you are limiting within a country or within the human society, expand it.
Well, but the Chinese don't neglect ants either. They eat them. The Chinese don't neglect ants either. They eat everything.
Then why do they protest when they are eaten by others?
Difficulty in our preaching in Chinese will not be their receptiveness, but our inability to see them as living beings rather than seeing them as Chinese. The Americans, in a sense, anybody who's in the bodily conception at all is going to see them as
Chinese rather than living beings, so we'll have a tendency to be prejudicial from the very beginning and think of them as very low.
So, we don't see any of that.
Yeah, so it's difficult for the priests to see them not as Chinese, but as actually Krishna's servants too.
Our devotees do not see like that. Our devotees do not see like that. Only if Samadhar says he does not see anyone as low as that. That is condition. There is a passion of what is that? One who sees me in everything and everything in me. What is that passion? That is communist philosophy. What is that? What's some philosophy?
They're emphasizing industrial development. Everyone, the entire country is mobilized for developing industry, economic benefits, and everyone can enjoy a nice, clear life.
There's two factions
in the Chinese schools now that one is saying to, they're both materialistically based, but one is trying to stay in a position of self-sufficiency economically and not take from other countries or even trade. And the other school is to industrialize. And they're always fighting with the
Chinese schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the schools that is more for self-sufficiency in agriculture, they're also have brought out in the last 8 years or so, they've brought to the surface more spiritual ideas.
But that is a textile.
They
can support.
Yes.
They can support our
home. Yes, yes.
So we have to catch them.
They're more of a mystic yogi sort of school, I think.
Yeah, if he has to grow up.
Yeah,
I need to go.
Yeah.
Actually, that's Mao. Huh?
Their main leader, Mao Zedong, he's more of that school. But there's they call them revisionists. They say they're like the Russians and that they're always attacking us for wanting to copy the West. And it's the same attack. They attack the Russians for becoming capitalists. They're Puritan. They're trying to have pure communism. They have very great ideals, and the other school wants, they think that they want to get in on the action of the trade and industrialization. But they're actually about equal in power. It's interesting right now, actually. It's very hard to get into China because there's a new feud that has come to the surface. The top leaders that have been taken to the streets, you know, as being materialists, and they've taken their clothes from their wide closets and being coats and fancy clothes. And
someone tried to get out of without any disturbance. I have paid this, but I represent it in my mouth. See our boat. Go to the professor, go to the
board of
the
board.
Like,
as the culture.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just telling you.
Perfect. I cut loose again.
Right. Yes, that's our goal. Then we're going to get it.
Yes.
Not immediately. Talk about it. The ordinary books that I read.
Frozen horn.
In their schools right now, it's in their colleges, is the center of controversy, education. The one school of thought who are called revisionists, or they're compared to the Russians, they say that the schools should be centered almost entirely upon economic development and technology, and that philosophy, communist philosophy, different, in other words, debates or thinking more, philosophically inclined people are rejected. So that now there's a fight between whether or not the schools will be centers simply for economic development or whether they're going to be centers of what they call revolutionary activities, thinking, trying to improve their communist understanding and communist ideology and more philosophically informed. So those who are pushing for greater economic development at the extent of their communist purity or their philosophical understanding, they're now being attacked.
As far as trade goes, actually Hong Kong belongs to China. It's on lease to the British government. The lease expires in 20 years or so.
8 years.
8 years. The thing is, it's difficult for them to assume or take part of Hong Kong because it represents something like 7 million capitalists, which they have no use for in this country. But they have, for 30 years, they've been training people in communism. They're all closer to centered around that Chinese language. Our books are in English. They're all closer.
A Chinese teacher is coming out to the right answer.
It is not our policy that the whole country will be on our side. It is some of them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Interesting. Yes.
Yes. Mr. Nevermore said that the Chinese Bhagavad Gita is ready for publication.
It's at the printer. It's ready for the
Another interesting thing about China is that because they have such a huge population, in order to feed the population, they've had to turn the production of agricultural products rather than meat.
What did you want to do? I'll do make them happy. That you're pretty. The Bhagavad Gita. Anna Bhavanti Bhita. Produce bread. Everyone will eat nicely and ready yet.
Not only are they producing grains, but because it's so much more economical to produce grains than to produce animals.
That is not
they're largely vegetarian. It's a largely vegetarian country out of necessity. That's a good decision.
Yes. As soon as it ends of court, you can ask our Rajan and the Maharaja to come here. Sir, that you have come to sell books.
Yeah,
really. Professor.
My passport is already like businessman. I was thinking to do this for a long time.
That point is like bust out.
Yeah. By a leader. They put out this manifesto. I mean, he said that the boy should not get married until 25 years old, and that they should remain celibate, and that they
finished
it. Yes, and they're very strong on celibacy because he said that if a person loses semen, or if they masturbate, or if they unnecessarily use their sexual energy, they'll go insane. That their brains will become very weak, and physically they'll become very weak.
That's the fact.
And so in their philosophy, in their basic philosophy of life, the Chinese are very conservative, and they're called Puritan. They're described by the Western countries as the most Puritan country in the world.
I think you split up your success.
Yes, they'll be very much appreciate that.
They're all the people who go to the West. I think you got it. That is then.
Yes,
you spy the West.
Yes.
You cannot take nice things.
Yes.
You must have that.
Part of their culture is basically, or deeply steeped in what's called Taoism. And it's an important part of that is retaining the human for mental power.
You've done that, huh? Yeah. But that's possible. Yeah. It may be possible for Christians and his brothers to employ himself and myself in that business. And I can grow. I mean, a good sales representative and symbols at the same time be a representative of books. So they already can go into some.
They're afraid of the Russians in here. They're afraid of Russian style Chinese and Russian destination.
Look at that.
Yes. I have all the reviews with me.
Immediately.
Did you print Srila Prabhupada or Gopal Krishna?
Hmm?
You want Gopal Krishna to print in India or you want to print in Los Angeles?
India. We can print in India. What is it on?
Reviews from big people in Delhi, that will be very helpful in Russia. Like the head of the Lok Sabha Research Library is giving a review on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And other Sanskrit scholars have also been approached and they've all agreed to give reviews.
Take these reviews.
Yes.
Oh.
one of our men in our party did this before he even joined the movement. He had already done this account, right?
Yes, we went to the college and found this boy who had done this for his class. He said, now you come with us.
You should be a devotee. And just by reading your books, without ever meeting any devotees, just by reading your books, he understood how to do this. Right.
He made Lord Chaitanya.
Dante.
They told him. This flower here.
Inside our bus, one of our buses.
This is the bus.
Inside, Kirtan. Deities from that bus. Kamata. He's in charge. And Kirtan. This is another bus. Adikesha. The deity from this bus.
He's a gentleman.
Is this man, it's a military man. This is one of our airport distributors. Books. Here's the bus construction. It's, you know, they're building the bus. That's our head office in charge, Keshav Park.
Back to the head office.
Now it's in Phoenix, but it may be shortly sent to New York. Airport distribution. This is the installation of all the deities you were attending in Chicago. Six ceremony.
Chicago? Today?
Well, you were present on the Beyonce ceremony. This is one of our bands in this. This is the one of our cameraman. This is the grandfather. Airport foot, the grandfather of the airport foot, this is Tripper Ryan Maharaj, dressed as a karmi to distribute in his distribution. You can't tell, but he's wearing a wig. That's Tripper Ryan. Yeah. That's how he looks when he's in the airport. He never misses.
That's foot distribution.
Here's Tripper Ryan giving a class.
Here's a priest buying a Bhagavad Gita.
Gurudas Maharaj preaching at campus. This is a television show. That was a television show.
This is Kati Chandra Prabhu. He's the leader of another bus. He's the leader of another bus. This is the bus.
It's that they're very interested in health, exercise, dancing, something like that. They have huge, insane mass groupings.
They dance in Olympics, okay?
They dance very gracefully.
Dancing too much?
If we dance gracefully instead of going like this, if we dance like this, they'll actually appreciate it because they have huge groups together, thousands and thousands all dancing in unison. I think it'll be a while before it'll be a test stage.
Welcome. Welcome, you have come. Andhra.
More Andhra man.